Hey, Jack, fuck your wall, 'cause I'm fat and in love, and the bombs are falling on me for sure. But I'm scared to death that I'm living a life not worth dying for. In the plowshare, it's a sword, and it's wide organ swing, chops the heads off of many things, monocross, laughter or roars. Oh, high hilarity, oh, muckberry, oh, stand up.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 95. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with TV on the Radio with the song Red Dress off their new album, Dear Science. Came out this week, September 23rd, on Interscope Records. I've had that album for a few weeks listening to it, and it's one that grows on you. It's not as immediate as the first one, and I think I like it better than the second, but nothing can compare to the first one, I think. But this one is a grower, so first couple of times you listen to it, just keep listening. You'll find all of its goodness in there. I've got a long podcast for you this week, so I can't talk too much. So let's go ahead and skip right to the next band. This is Hospital Grade with the song 10-Year Ring. ¶¶
by this morning. So I got up slowly and I was late before I even left. Like this.
Okay, that is Fresh Kills with the song I Quit Smoking from their self-titled album. Self-released as well. Came out in September of this year. Band from New York there. Before that was Hospital Grade with the song 10-Year Ring from their new album Secrets and Sawdust. That was released August of this year on Barbecue Records, a band out of St. John, New Brunswick there. Some friends of mine. That album is probably their most focused in a long time. And I think I read that they left, lost one of their guitarists who is one of their writers. So it's kind of all focused around one writer now, which I guess explains why it's a more consistent album. That's one of the older tracks on the album. The rest, not quite as flowery, but I like that one quite a bit. Coming up next, I've got a track by Ockerville River.
Your great-grandfather was a great lawyer, and his kid made amends off the war. Your father shot stills and then directed films that your mom did publish.
Doesn't offend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? I'm a recovering alcoholic, I rarely leave my room. Peeping through the curtains in my dog costume. The voices in my head, oh, they'll get me in the end. Would you like to add me as a friend? I'd really like to mail you the picture that I drew. It's Kylie's body, but the head is you. I've asked you 50 times before, I'm asking you again. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? Says she wish she never had me. Had me, had me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? Here's a picture of me in my Nazi uniform, doing a trick with an egg that I like to perform at a monster truck rally that my mom and me attend. Would you like to add me as a friend? I've added Britney and Paris and you and Tom. I'm going to find your address so I can visit you at home. I don't like people, but I like to pretend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend?
These hopes we've sown, and so mother knows what's become of us. And should I start to show, well, heaven knows we'll soon be sus. For sinners, might I have to do you somehow home? I found much to distrust in what once ushered us through.
Such a fan. That is Parenthetical Girls with the song A Song for Ellie Greenwich. That's on their band's new album, Entanglements, came out on Tom Leb Records September 9th, that band out of Portland, and definitely focused on arrangement and orchestration there. So good. Makes me feel like I'm in a 40s musical. I just want to dance around. You don't want to see that, though. Luckily, this is a podcast, not a video cast. In the middle there was Chumbawamba with the song Add Me off their new album, The Boy Bands Have Won, that came out on the band's own No Masters label. March of this year, and it continues in the folky vein. I think the five folkies are continuing on where the rest of the band is kind of taking a hiatus. Fantastic lyrics, and of course, Add Me there, a subliminal message that you can find me on MySpace and Add Me. Actually, there's no reason to. I don't even use that. The only reason I ever like add bands to it is so I can send them an email and maybe so I can post on their guest book and hopefully attract their fans over to my site to see pictures of said band. So don't add me. Don't use MySpace. Does anyone use MySpace? We started the set off there with Ockerville River with the song Singer-Songwriter on the band's new album, The Stand-In, on Jag Jaguar Records, September 9th, I think that came out. That Austin band there, that album, I've heard some people say they didn't like it that well, but I really do, and there's a couple of songs on there that are just fantastic, and I think I played you one of them, so you can decide from there. I see that we are out of time, so let's get all the business out of the way. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 95. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. The way the podcast works is every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, but we hear it together. Hopefully I make good decisions and make you happy. Looking at the calendar for the next couple of days, nothing new added to it, really. Tonight, I will be at Shuba's for Damian Girardo and Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson. Friday's Mogwai show is canceled because the drummer's pacemaker is acting up. Saturday at My Bloody Valentine, and Sunday at KO Dot at Subterranean. And that's really it. Nothing coming up the week after that. So give me a chance to relax and rest up. We're going to end things off this week with a track by My First Days on Junk. The song I'm going to play is called Count Me In, I'm Good to Go. The band is basically Steve Williams from Burlington, Vermont, though he's filled in by all his friends and fellow Burlington musicians like Colin Clary. So the album is called No Order. It was released on State Capitol Records in August of this year, and definitely has a swirling, wonderful My Bloody Valentine sort of feel, maybe to prep you for the show this weekend. Thank you very much for listening.